Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Eco Talk, where we try to shed light on all environmental issues that affect all of us. And it's not way out in the future, and it's not just way up there in the North Pole by any means. One of the stories that we wanted to sort of rewind and dig a little deeper on is what's happening to the syrup industry, particularly for farmers in Vermont, used to being the primary providers of maple syrup, how that's all shifting in large part because of climate change. Imagine a world where we had pancakes and no syrups. Not quite a shortage yet, but things are definitely changing right now, so much so that that prompted our next guest, a man by the name of Arthur Berndt. He's a farmer in Vermont, one of the largest sugar makers there, to file a lawsuit. We're going to welcome him into the program and find out what's behind it. Thanks for joining us at EcoTalk.
Great to be here.
So you are a plaintiff in a lawsuit against?
OPIC, which is the Overseas Private Investment Corporation and the Export-Import Bank.
And you have Maverick Farms in Sharon, Vermont, along with your wife.
Yep.
And you've been a farmer there since 1988, and you've noticed some changes. Tell us what they are.
Well, mostly what we see, the most dramatic changes are just that the trees are clearly stressed. We see some dieback in the upper branches, and certainly that the regeneration of younger growth, of new growth, is been much more difficult.
And the seasons are changing, you're saying? They're starting much earlier?
Well, seasons are changing. I mean, it's hard. You know, the minute we say that, then something else changes. And this year, we're actually having snow this afternoon, which would generally the season is winding up about this time of year. But now it seems that we're going to get a little bit of an extension. And I think what we see there is just that we have this unpredictability of the weather, and we're going to go from extreme to extreme. And so it seems that overall the trend is a warming trend, so that generally we would have fewer days that would be suitable for maple syrup production.
So are you seeing a sort of a seasonal shift northward to Canada, meaning the climate there being more conducive to maple syrup production?
Well, certainly the environment for maple trees is more conducive moving further north. This area, as the maples struggle more here, other species will prevail, you know, most notably hickories and oaks. And the maples will be better suited for the further northern climes of Canada.
And I understand you're quoted as saying that if current rates of warming are accurate, this shift is likely to occur within the next 10 to 20 years in a more dramatic way, possibly sooner. You're quoted as saying if the warming is accompanied by outbreaks of pests or disease. Obviously a big concern.
Yeah, so we already see increases in pests. I mean, the last couple of years we've had dramatic forest tent caterpillar infestations. Some scale that we're seeing. These are things that are all typically in the forest, but usually ebb and flow more reasonably, and it seems that the outbreaks are just becoming more intense.
And is it accurate that you have also noticed a change in the regeneration rate for sugar maple trees?
Yes, they seem to struggle. They're not prevailing necessarily as they might have 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Hmm. Well, we've heard that the market has shifted from being about 80% of syrup coming from the northeastern United States to 20% coming from Canada, that's almost a reversal of that ratio now. How much of that do you attribute to climate change?
That would be hard to characterize. I think the Canadians have certainly supported their maple syrup industry perhaps more than we have, and it's also a function of the development of northern New England, that there's just more people are living in areas and open land is getting more precious. So I don't know that we're really seeing the result of global warming yet. I don't know exactly when the pendulum will swing absolutely so that we know it is global warming.
Now, are the effects dramatic enough already that there's been a rise in maple syrup prices? We track oil prices, sometimes water, bottled water prices, but not maple syrup. Is there enough of a shortage that's being reflected on store shelves yet?
No, I don't think you'd see a shortage that dramatically. I mean, really what we're seeing is the first part of a trend. And whether whether it's a 10-year, 20-year, or 50-year horizon before things really get very bleak, we really don't know. I mean, some people say that global warming already has occurred to the degree that it is irreversible, or the damage is irreversible, and some people would argue with that. However, there's definitely a trend, and if it continues, I would suspect that we would see more dramatic.
So what are you asking for in your suit?
We're basically asking for change in policy. We would like the organizations that, OPIC and the Export-Import Bank to adhere to the standards that are outlined in the NEPA laws and National Environmental Protection Act.
They have not been doing so?
No, they have not. They do not have to adhere, although they are government, you know, U.S. taxpayer-supported organizations. They do not have to adhere to the NEPA standards that we here in the United States have to adhere to.
Wow, pretty basic stuff. What's the status of your suit?
Status of the suit is that it is wending its way through the courts. It's just had a decision in the district court in California, which may be appealed. I don't know the answer. That would be up to the lawyers, and then it would probably go back to the Ninth Circuit for the appeal. Basically, they have recognized that global warming is, in fact, occurring, but there are some issues they have about whether the issue is large enough to cause the harm that we are suggesting.
I understand you revealed that you and your wife are card-carrying members of Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth, but I imagine as a maple sugar farmer, you'd probably be concerned about this even if you weren't a green guy.
Yeah, I think anyone who has any relationship with nature would be concerned about where things look like they're heading.
And in our last minute, what would you like our listeners to do, perhaps to educate themselves and maybe take some action that could make a difference?
Well, I think obviously it's great to support Friends of the Earth and Greenpeace, who are really the umbrella under which we are taking part in the litigation. I think that's wonderful, and I think it's also just important to be aware of the impact that we have around us.
Thanks so much, Arthur Berndt. We'll continue to track your suit. Hopefully you'll have some good news. Certainly a good fight on your hands, as all of us have, really, because we all have a stake in this, all of us syrup lovers and beyond. Thanks so much for your work and for your activism. And this is just yet one more example of climate change beginning to be felt here in the States. We'll be back right after the news break.